Hi, Josh. This is John Kyle with Local Spots. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Glad to hear. So, I did get some good notes here, from Pearl. So just to make sure we're on the same page, you have, well over a decade of experience, but as far as registering the LLC, was it, just a couple weeks back? Is that correct?
June 25th, yeah.
Well, we're in June, so you mean May or?
I'm sorry. February, March 25th. I'm sorry.
No worries. I was gonna say, see, this is what happens being a new business owner, right? Like the time
Yeah,
just
no, my
flies away
mind
from you.
scatters, dude. Yeah, my mind is scattered.
No worries. So now, just to make sure, again, we're on the same page. So you've been doing this for a while, like I said, and so what inspired you to finally like get it all registered and get official?
I'll tell you what, man. It started as a side hustle because I was working as a roofing contract or working with a roofing contractor for a while, and business was slow, and so I started picking the brush back up, doing side work, and then a buddy of mine made the website for me, and then it just started from there. I'm like, you know what? I might as well just make this official. And I'm still working my 9 to 5, and it's still like a side thing for me. But if I can get some marketing and get, qualified leads coming through, then I will eventually put both feet into it. But as of right now, I'm just not getting a lot of, calls. I mean, I have organic, word of mouth type things going, but that can only get you so far. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, that's pretty
I
much how
see,
it started.
Josh, I appreciate you talking about all this. I mean, why am I even here as a salesperson? You're like selling yourself on the reason to
Yeah, I already know, right?
I mean, good man. So, and I do solar sales out here in Southern California, so I know how the roofing game is. You're right. Sometimes it
Yeah.
can do really, really well, and sometimes it can really struggle. Now, what made you decide painting then specifically? Because you're picking the brush
Because
back up, so to speak.
this is the industry that I know like 100% of what I'm doing. Like, I don't have to, I don't need no hands, like no help with this. Like, I know exactly what I'm doing, what materials to use, how much time it's going to take me, what, all everything, every aspect about this business I know. So, it
Okay.
just made sense
Well, I will
to.
let you know this then. The way we operate, we focus on small business pricing, to make sure that by the time we're done talking, you'll see our monthly platform, the price point we usually shoot for to make it fair for our clients is where one job a month should offset the investment. And then obviously anything more than
Yeah.
that is just gravy, right? Like that's what we're usually
If
targeting.
I spend $1,000 a month, I'm expecting to get enough leads within that month to get a return on investment and repay for the next month for sure. Yeah. That's what I'm
Right,
expecting.
right. Right, exactly. And that's why we don't price it nearly that high. So thank you for throwing out a
Right,
number
right.
that's way out of bounds for even us. So what we do,
Yeah.
again, it's a month-to-month program. I sent you a couple text messages from our 877 number while we were talking. I know you already got your website up, which is further along than most people have, but let me know when you get a chance to see the link to our Fine Finish Painting Co., which is kind of the preview website. Just to see the structure of an optimized website, when you get a moment.
LocalSplash.com. What is that? Like a third party
That's what we are. We're
website?
Local Splash. We're a premier channel partner with Google. We've been business about 20 years.
Okay.
So let me know when you pull up
I'm looking
the.
at it. Yeah, no,
Okay,
I'm
so you
looking
see
at it.
Fine Finish Painting, right?
Yeah. Yep, right off the
Okay,
top.
so when you scroll through the website, you'll notice how it's optimized for cell phone use, a little different from your website structure. That's the only thing I was going to talk about. We can import a lot of your content, photos, of the verbiage and everything like that. Same type of format in terms of content and photo work. It's really just the main difference that you'll see is when you scroll through our website, you see the click to call buttons thing at the top and bottom at all times,
Yeah.
as well as your logo as well for Brightcove. That's something that we would provide for you on your current
Oh, so
domain
this
if
is
you
a
want us to do that. Go ahead.
what would you, are you gonna need my like domain credentials and stuff like that to do that? Or
if you wanted us to do it, right? So this is included with our service. You don't have to take up the website side of it. That's not the crux of what we do. But we offer as a tool just because we know that having a strong website is essential to be effective on Google. So one of two things that you could do with this information, either use that to make your website have that click-to-call button and that logo stay at the top at all times. You said you have a buddy do this. Your website is not bad. It's just not structured for cell phone optimization,
yeah,
from what I gather.
Right. Yeah.
Content looks good, right? Content is clean. You even have a video on the front. You know how many clients of ours have nothing online, and you at least, you know, you have media on your website. You know what I mean? So your website
is
good.
My buddy designed it for me. So, and he's the one with all the web credentials, domain, password.
He has the know-how. That's what I'm saying. So just ask him to put a sticky header at the top with a click-to-call button as opposed to making it when I scroll, your phone number goes away. I mean, he already put a button at the bottom for us to, like, chat with you. You see that there? He put that contact button at the bottom of your website. So it's just putting something at the top so someone can click to call, because you know how it is. You're going to be in the field. You're not going to be looking at your emails all the time. So you want to make sure that someone can just reach out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I was already looking into something like that. And like an automated service that'll like chat with somebody for me on my end. You know what I mean? Something like that. I don't know. I was looking into doing that myself. Yeah.
Yeah, and again, like I said, because you have a strong website in terms of structure, I wouldn't recommend taking our website and replacing yours, because you invested at the very least sweat equity from your friend to do this. So don't get me wrong. Like, I'd want you to keep that content. It's just more of, hey, use our pointers, because that's okay with us to make sure that you're successful, because that's not the crux of what we do, right? The crux of what we do is if someone is looking for painters near me, and they're in your greater service area. I mean, you're based out of, was it O'Fallon, right?
O'Fallon, Illinois, yeah.
Okay. So you're based out of O'Fallon. So if someone is in your greater service area looking for what you do, whether that's the St. Louis, you know, right on the east side, like, you know, Carbondale area, O'Fallon, Collinsville,
right,
Edwardville, any of those areas, I'm assuming that's where you want to promote what you do. Are you crossing state lines, though, or no?
I can. Like, St. Louis is not a problem for me. I'm used to working in St. Louis my whole life, so, and I live right here, so, like, not even 20 minutes away, so, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that being said, there's two ways to promote yourself on Google, right? If I'm looking for painters near me and I'm in O'Fallon, I'm sure you've looked this up before because you know that online is important. You look to see who's advertising out there, right?
For sure, yeah.
Okay, so you see that someone has already helped you do some optimization, right, where you have 8 reviews and a 5.0 in O'Fallon specifically, but what if I'm at St. Louis? If I was going a little bit further than your immediate hometown, and I was in, you know, for example, let's see, East St. Louis, right? Who shows up in East St. Louis? Did you ever pull yourself up there? Huh?
No, I would not want to work in East St. Louis. That's like a...
Well, you know what I mean. Okay, so show me, let me know a city on your side of the state line that you do like getting business from outside of O'Fallon.
Collinsville would work.
Say that again, what, Bill?
Collinsville.
Delta. Oh, Collinsville, so just north of you there. Okay, so if I look at Collinsville then, just to give you an example then, so... Don't put East St. Louis, John. What are you thinking? All right, so if I look at Collinsville, you'll notice there, that's where you have competition now, right? Like, you're not showing up right away. And when I scroll through, I see you. You're about 20 listings down. I'm sure you noticed that too, right?
That's not good at all, right?
So that's where optimization works. And there's so much low-hanging fruit here because I see companies ahead of you on the listings that have 0 reviews, or a company that's a 4.8 with 5 reviews, right? You being a 5.0 is a great starting point. Now we just need to push you upward with our know-how on optimization, right? Like, you're already doing a good job of gathering reviews. So thank goodness. And was this only in 3 months you gathered the 8 reviews?
Yeah.
You know how many companies have been in here for years and they don't have 8 reviews?
Well, that's the thing, man. I'm pretty good at selling myself, and it's just one of those things that you ask for. Like, and my pitch to get reviews is, hey, I'm going to send you a link to, like, after I get done with the job. I'm like, hey, I want to earn this review. I don't want you to feel obligated to give it to me, but I want to earn it. And if you feel like I did a good enough job, here's the link to, you know, give me that review, and then they do so. So,
you know what's hilarious about this, Josh? You do the things that we provide as tools to our clients. So this is the exact thing that we do in terms of clients, is that we provide you an automation just like that, where you can type in someone's phone number or email address, and it sends them that same thing like you're saying, not exact words, but, hey, leave a review by clicking on this link, because we know, just like you know through your own efforts, happy customers are lazy to leave reviews. Right?
Exactly. And I've done extensive research, and I've been going through coaching. I'm doing nothing but trying to better myself as a business person and a leader. And like, I'm doing everything I can to make it, essentially. You know what I mean? So I've gone through a bunch of, like I said, coaching. I'm listening to podcasts, mentoring, all that stuff. So that's how I know all of this stuff. You know what I mean?
So all of your mental investment in this, right? It's going to make you so successful with us only because you're already mentally invested in the process. You know, the customers who don't succeed with us are people who think they just spend the money with us and then just let the machine work
by itself.
Yeah,
that's not how it works at all.
So, and just to let you know how we work, nationwide, we have to have a bare minimum 3 out of 4 success rate with our clients, meaning you're going to have to stay with us for a long time for Google to count that as a success, and mm-hmm. or else we get kicked off of Google's platform if we don't maintain that bare minimum 3 out of 4 point, right? So this is what we do, right? So we do the website, we do the Google optimization, but just like you've done yourself, we don't rest with one iron in the fire. We also run Facebook ads as well for you. Do you do ads on Facebook, or are you doing social media posts only?
No, I'm trying to look for somebody to do that for me, and I can't find anybody legit. Like, I'm afraid that you're a scammer right now. Like, I'm just going to be completely honest.
That's okay. I'm afraid
that you're selling me out of nowhere.
We're too big. We're too big to scam someone. You're good. We're too big of a company to scam someone. I want to be clear on that. Right? Like,
what's the name of your company?
Local Splash. We're based out of Fountain Valley, California. You find us real quick while we're talking. You'll see we have almost 1,000 reviews. And
I almost want to say I heard about you guys, but I'm not sure. Local Splash. Okay.
So,
all right. Well, hey, tell me more about your pricing and all that stuff. I know.
Yeah. So
I just want to know.
Yeah, and you got to do your vetting too. So I understand that. So it's a month-to-month program. We run $100 of boost ads on Facebook as part of the core service. You already have your Facebook page built out, so really we're just running the ad copies for you, right? So that way it just makes it easier. Do you want sample ad copies because you are already hesitant with things? That's okay. I can send them to you right now while we're talking.
Okay.
Is Bright Coat Painting at ProtonMail the best email, or do you want a different email?
Yeah, you can do that. I'm actually working right now as we're speaking, so I might be a little slow
understandable.
Making these things, but I will. I will do it.
Yeah, you're good.
Like, I'm cutting
you're
and
good.
Doing right now.
I'm not the person who expects someone not to be in the field. So, you know, I understand completely. So I'm just going to put Local Splash, sample Facebook ads. All right. Let me just send you 4 of them real quick, some of our recent ones here. Give me a second there to pull that up.
So what would be the bare minimum, like, as far as, like, price range a month?
Yeah, that's what I was going over right now. So I just sent you the sample Facebook ad so you can see real live customers of ours that have granted us permission to share their Facebook ads so you can see
My competition is spending well over $3,000 a month on advertising and stuff like that. And if I'm only going
to ramp up to that at some point,
$500 a month, that's not going to be able to compete with the $3,000 that they're putting down. You know what I mean?
Well, this is where Yeah, this is where that the dollar amount can be a sticking point for some people, because they think that there's only one way to make that dollar go, right? So you're talking about someone who's doing $3,000 in advertising. They're probably just doing mainly Google PPC. Now, what are they doing in advertising, as far as you know, your competition that you're talking about?
Well, I mean, I see Certapro every freaking where I go, and I know they're doing, like, they have somebody doing their little Google ads and SEOs on that, and Facebook ads. They might even be on Yelp or Angie's List or HomeAdvisor, whatever you want to call it, Thumbtack, Nextdoor, all of that stuff. You know what I mean?
So yeah, but see, Certapro is a little different. They don't rely on as much on the local optimization. They rely more on PPC. So that's why they're spending so much, is that they don't,
what is
it again?
What is that? The PC, what is that?
Pay-per-click, like the sponsored listings. That's what Certapro is all about.
Yeah.
Certapro is all about sponsored listings because you know how they work. They get enough inbound traffic and then they sell it off to subcontractors, right? Not everyone who's working with Certapro is an actual Certapro employee.
Right.
You're familiar with that process too, right?
They franchise it out and all that, yeah.
Right. So they sub everything out or run franchises, whatever works in that particular market. But the way that they're working to make sure that they have relevancy on Google without putting in the marketing effort that we would for you, for example, and that's why they're actually a low-hanging fruit a lot of time. You know, Certapro, we trump Certapro's listings all the time on the map listings because they're not really investing effort into that. They're really only investing effort in the sponsored listings. Because when I put it Painters in Collinsville, like you were talking about, you know that Certapro is only like 5 or 6 listings ahead of you.
Yeah. Huh. Wow.
Right? Right? And it's because they don't hit the local SEO, is what we call it, as hard as we can. So, you know, that's just a different business model. They don't need to because it's
I'm
not
gonna lie to you, dude.
You're
selling me already, dude. I'm ready to sign on the dotted line. Let's go.
Yeah. So anyway, let me go over pricing so that way you don't think I'm trying to break your back now that you're liking what you're hearing. So it's a month-to-month program. $100 going towards Facebook. We do the optimization. We build out the website if you want us to, or if you just like your own website, which is okay since you own the content. Just you know, use our model to help you make those slight improvements. All inclusive, it's a month-to-month program of $249 a month.
That's it.
I told you that's why people like us.
Hold on a minute now. Hold on. That sounds too good to be true, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I literally sent you an email with 4 verified companies that you could literally look them up right now to make sure they're legit organizations.
Yeah, but
what
how
else
am I
do you need?
To know that, like, anybody can fabricate. Now, I'm just playing devil's advocate, but anybody can fabricate, you know, a piece, you know, an email saying this or that. You know what I mean? Like, you can make it look legit as much as you want, but I don't know why. I just don't. But anyway, no, I'm not worried about that. I'm pretty sure.
So let me ask you this. If you feel like your stranger danger radar is at its peak, hey, let me know the kick rocks. We're good. No problem.
Yeah, no, I get
you
it.
You know
what
I mean?
I don't know. I don't know what to look for. I don't know. I mean, anybody, like, freaking Hulu can come up to me and I'd, like, I don't know. But anyway.
I understand that the world of deepfake is out there, right?
Right, exactly.
We could pretend that we're with Local Splash and really I'm someone else in Australia or something. I'm joking. So anyway, the core of what we do, right, Josh? I mean, I want to be clear. $249 a month is not going to make us, you know, the multi-million-dollar business that we are, right? I want to be clear on that, right?
So if you had 15 of me a day, coming in $250, but
right, and you're on the right path. You're absolutely correct. By having, you know, 15 Joshes a day, 20 Joshes a day, but more realistically, having, you know, 300 Joshes a month who are happy with us each and every month. Yes, that's how a company scales up, like
okay,
what we do.
Okay, so you said. So 250 a month. Let's talk about this. You're going to do Facebook ads and try to get me on the front page of Google, right? Now, within that first month, what do you think I'll get my return on investment as far as leads? Like, if you can get me like only 5 leads a month, I'm pretty freaking optimistic that I can close those deals. You know what I mean? So,
right.
What do you think within that first month that return on investment would look like?
I appreciate that question, and you know, I'm going to give you a straight answer. We look to earn your business each and every month. Because we only do a month-to-month program. We're not asking for an upfront retainer. We're not asking for you to be married to us for 6 months before you decide to do something else. So it's only month-to-month with us. So we get your Facebook ads live within 7 to 14 days because we know it's important for you to get at least some traction going to see what the heck we're capable of. Say that again?
Why would it take 7 to 14 days to get that? It's Facebook ads.
That's our promise time. Remember, we're dealing with a nationwide set of clients, right? That's just our promise time. Yes, it can be faster. Once you complete your onboarding call, we get to work to build out your ad copy, and then we get your verification that you accept, and then we publish. So it can be faster than that. That's just our promise time, to be fair.
Okay. Because I'm like dead broke. I only have 5 jobs lined up right now on the weekend. And I'm relying on, you know, the profit from that to move forward with you. So, like, I have $350 in my business account right now, like, just right now. And then that's not going to go up until I finish my next job in the next 2 weeks. So,
is that what you want us to do? Wait on you for timeline purposes?
Do what?
Are we waiting for you on timeline purposes, or are we pushing forward and then just, you're like, get those freaking ads going, John? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I want the ads done as fast as possible because,
okay,
like I said, all I'm waiting for is leads. If I can get leads, dude, I'll do this full time and I wouldn't have to rely on my 9-to-5. You know what I mean? That's the only thing I'm waiting for, and I'm waiting for someone like you to be legit and actually make this work. So,
right.
Yeah, I need leads, man. And that's if this is what's going to do it, that's what I need to do. Like,
okay.
Said,
well, as long as you believe that Facebook ads work, right? As long as you believe that Google optimization works, that's all we do, right? Like, we leverage Facebook. And just to walk you through Facebook to make sure you understand, do you know specifically how Facebook ads work? Like, why they tend to be really effective?
Well, it's like it's everybody on the planet's on Facebook. Well, anybody that owns a house, I would say, the age group from 30 to, you know, on up or on
there
Facebook.
You go.
It's like,
that's the key.
It's like door knocking. You know what I mean?
And then the other thing is if someone is searching on Google or other platforms for your service offering, as long as we target the right keywords and program your Facebook ad appropriately, and they're in your target market of Collinsville, not East St. Louis, for example, your ad will only run. Your ad will only run on their newsfeed. Those sample ads I sent you via email. If hopefully you got a chance to look at them.
Targeting ads like somebody would look up on Google diapers or something, and all of a sudden on Facebook when they go in to their app, they see diaper ads. Is that what you do?
That's it. That's exactly it.
Dude, no way. Okay, dude, I'm in there. Dude, I'm serious. I'm 100%
so,
serious.
So that ad will be live within 7 to 14 days. So I want to be clear on that. That's what we do to get you that quicker result because Google, as you know, is more of a time-honored thing of branding and growth. And, you know, we want you to know that you have to steadily understand that we're pushing you upward as much as we can. Even for the initial results, we say it takes 30 to 45 days on Google, but we also understand small businesses' cash flow is essential, which is why we push those Facebook ads out so fast.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so I want to jump the gun here. Go ahead.
On top of the Facebook ads, you do Google, like trying to get me on the first page, right? That
optimization is part of that 250. And just to let you know, Josh, if you fall in love with us, which we hope you do, and you start wanna investing more on the like Google Ads side or the Google Guaranteed side, which are the higher levels of Google advertising, absolutely we can offer that to you. But most of the time we start at this level just so we can earn kind of that hand-in-hand trust to ramp up when the time's right.
Yeah, because right now trust is at zero right now. I'm pretty much gambling $250 to see results, and if I do, I definitely will do spend more with you. So I can afford to lose $250 just in case you are a scammer. So this is perfect.
Okay, fair enough. Well, then, I don't want to jump the gun here, but assuming that you do want to move forward, I just need about 10 more minutes of your time, and then I'll just wrap up the call. Is that cool?
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
All right. Your last name, Josh?
Rogers, Rogers.
Just like me, such an American name. My name, John Kyle, Josh Rogers. Nice. Okay. All right. God bless America. Okay. So now, brightcoatpainting@protonmail.com. That's the one you want correspondence from us to, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You did say you want speed to promotion. We can do an onboarding call as soon as today to get everything lined up on Facebook, so that way we can get you activated on the ads as soon as possible. When do you want to take that call? I have a slot at 3 to 4 today or anytime tomorrow starting at 9 to 10.
Okay, because I'm going to be working all the way until 4:30 today, so that won't work for me today. And same thing for tomorrow. Friday, I'm free all day because I'm not working that day, but all week, I'll be working from 7 in the morning all the way to 4:30 p.m. So.
Okay. Well, 5 to 6 is our last call of the day for you. Does that work for you?
5 to 6? Yeah, that'll work for me. Is that today or tomorrow?
Okay. I can try to squeeze it in today. Normally, we don't have this many that late, but I can definitely push it today if you want.
Okay. Yeah, that works.
All right, let me just do that. Yep. Give me one second.
It's a freaking call. Oh, God.
Say that again?
I said, if this is legit, dude, I'm going to be super happy, man. I promise.
Well, we are legit in that we're going to work for you. We're going to run the ads for you. We're going to do everything that we say we do for you. In terms of quantifying how many leads you're getting right away, please, don't get overly excited just yet. Let us show you, right? Because that's why I never say, hey, I'm going to push through, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I'm not naive in that aspect. I'm just saying,
thank goodness.
I just hope that.
You just know that based on your know-how of online, right? You know the online game very well. I can see what you've done on your own. Yes, you are going to be head and shoulders above our standard client in terms of know-how, because our standard client is a guy who works in the field who might be, 40 to 60 years old, not to label an age group, and they don't really know what the heck is going on when it comes to online marketing.
Right.
But they, they trust us to help them along as best we can. So, we're definitely talking the right thing. So let me go over this real quickly on the questionnaire. What type of service items do you want us to put as the main things that you offer? Exterior painting, interior painting, or what else?
Yeah, so interior and exterior residential painting. I also provide power washing and deck and fence staining. And then I guess if you want to add something, I can also finish drywall, like mudding and taping.
Power washing is definitely one of those things where you get quick turn on getting some quick payouts, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Especially in the summer. That's when everyone wants to do a real quick power wash before they start having grill outs and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I lived in Chicago for about 6 months, way back in the day when I was doing door knocking. And I tell you what, it was a good time. And so I enjoyed doing grill outs and playing cornhole. That was my favorite thing in the world for a good 6 months.
Huh. I think that's fun.
And now they have professional cornhole leagues. You know, if they had a professional cornhole league when I was there, I totally would have wanted to be a part of that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm not that good at cornhole. I have fun, though, doing it when I'm drinking.
Exactly. Right? And for some reason, my focus was on points. give me a couple beers, and all of a sudden I'm locked in, man. I was like, this is awesome.
I'm telling you, it's like dark too in pool. Any bar game, if you get me a couple beers in, I'm unstoppable, dude.
There you go. And then your Facebook profile is the one I see here, right? Bright Coat Painting.
Yeah.
So I got that there. Okay.
Yep, I should be the only Bright Coat Painting page. So.
And obviously, we're not touching your Facebook page. We will need login at some point so we could run the ads, but we're not doing any adjustments to your Facebook
okay.
page because you already have that worked on. We can do a refresh if you want, but I don't think you need us to. You did everything we would do, actually. You did the digital business card being your first thing that people see. So, like I said, you have the know-how and more power to
crazy,
you.
Crazy, really?
Now,
I just did that on my phone. Not,
because,
I didn't look it up
but, you understood what made sense, though. That's what I'm saying. That is huge, right? The fact that you do the things that we talk about to our clients that we are going to do for them, again, that's good. It's really good for this situation.
I hope this relationship blossoms into both of us winning.
Yeah, and again, I tell you what, across our nationwide clientele base, you're one of the easier people to work with because you have realistic expectations and you've put in realistic effort too. So that's really, really good. All right, so 6-4. We're doing the 5-6 call today. Okay. You're going to get a link for your Google Business Profile verification. You already did that on your end, so you're fine there, which means you have the required licensing and insurance to be verified on Google, right?
What do you mean?
Well, your Google Business Profile is already up, so that means you already went through the process of being verified.
Yeah.
All right. And then on your domain, you're just going to keep your website as well, correct?
Yeah.
You're going to tell your buddy to do that sticky header?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to take your advice and I'm going to call my guy that does the website and tell him to put or try to at least make it optimal for the iPhone and all that. Put my phone number at the top?
Basically, you want your phone number / a click to call button as a header or sticky header. Sometimes they refer to it as that to make sure that you get set up. Like, and you could just show them the model of our website. That's why I sent you that link. So you say, hey, just can you do a couple of these things like this?
Got you. Okay.
And then on your profile, it says you accept calls 24 hours. Is that right?
I was going to try to change that, but I just left it there because, I mean, what's the problem? Nobody's going to call me at 3 a.m, but I did want to change that to...
Okay. What do you want us to change it to?
Yeah, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. or maybe 6 p.m.
7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday with Sunday off or what?
You know what? Just do 7 to 7 Sundays off.
All right. Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Sunday closed. All right. And then last thing, on the address we have on file, 306 Lee Drive, that is a home base, correct?
Yeah, that's my house address, yeah.
Okay. Don't publish on Google or anything else, right?
As far as what, my address?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't need to do that. They don't even know where I live.
Right. So I just put the notes here that you do know a good amount about online marketing and you want to get your Facebook ads up and running as soon as possible to get a return as soon as month one. Okay, so just wanted to put in those details for you. Now, last thing for the purpose of this questionnaire that I was going through, service area, I know you mentioned Collinsville. Obviously, we have O'Fallon. Where else do you want me to, let's say if we're running
Facebook
ads? Yeah,
so I don't want to do like a 20-mile radius around O'Fallon, but like just name specific cities, I guess I would say.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. O'Fallon, Collinsville, Edwardsville, Glen Carbon, Muskoka, Belleville, I don't know, Caseyville, Fairview Heights, Shiloh, did I say Edwardsville, Maryville, let's see, what else, what's south of me? I'm trying to think of the town south of me.
Muskoka, Belleville, Swansea.
Yeah, all that, yeah. Just, yeah, pretty much like 20 to 30 mile radius around me would work. Yeah. Collinsville,
okay.
Muskoka, Belleville, all that. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll make sure that that's set up properly for the Facebook ads, and then I'll put here, can work in Missouri / Greater St. Louis as well. Do not run ads
in East St. Yeah, I do
in
not want to.
East St. Louis.
I don't know if you're,
anywhere else?
No, that, I mean, yeah, that's fine. East St. Louis, I just don't, that's just not a good area at all. I don't want to work in there.
You're okay. And again, I know you're being as best you can to be politically correct, but you're just saying you don't want your car to break down there, for example, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Good man. And I understand completely. We talked about that a lot when I was in Indianapolis. Chicago was saying, you don't want to get caught in, like, East Chicago. I don't know why it's always the East one.
Exactly.
Well, or South, but I mean, East Chicago is considered Indiana, so they were always joking about that, like, in Indiana, like,
oh,
that area
yeah.
is a little rough. What about Lebanon on the East or the Air Force Base area?
Yeah, Lebanon's perfect, and I'll even work in Carlisle, as far as Carlisle, so. Like, I'll pretty much work anywhere unless, like, I'll drive an hour out, dude. I don't care. I just, you know, I would prefer to stay locally, but, I mean, if I have a job out an hour out, I'll do it.
Okay, gotcha. I'm just putting in all the other ones. Caseyville as well. You said Edwardsville? I didn't see that on the map. Did you say Edwardsville?
Yeah, Edwards. I think that's north of where I'm at. I'm pretty sure.
Maryville. Okay, I see it. Maryville, Edwardsville. Okay, cool. We got a good grasp of it there. So, all right, that's good on that. And there, last couple things. Do you want to authorize anyone else to call in and make changes to your marketing plans on your behalf?
No. Not right
okay.
now. Anyway. That change
if that changes, just let us know. Okay?
Okay. I got you.
And then last couple things here. Let me just verify that I sent you this invite. You did get the invite as well. I did send that out there for tonight's call. On the setup, so I did hear what you were saying earlier. We typically have a setup fee, and you would have hated me. Okay, because our setup fee is normally $200, and you told me specifically what you want to afford. So I'm going to do you a solid, and I'll tell you what, my boss is going to laugh at me because I never do this. I'm going to waive the setup fee, so it's just the $249, okay? That's just a solid I can do for you, if you're okay with that.
So, okay, say that one more time. You're going to waive the setup fee, and then what's
yeah, normally it's a setup fee. Normally it's a setup fee of $200 to start, but you mentioned very clearly, hey, you're trusting us and all that stuff, and I formed enough of a connection with you that I want to put our best foot forward and appreciate your budget. So I'm going to waive the setup fee, and I know my boss is going to chew me out a little bit for it because you didn't even ask for it. That's okay, but I'm going to waive it, all right?
Okay, man, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, doing what I can to help the small businesses, you know, stay within budget.
It's
you're able to actually do that. Like, you have enough juice to do that, I guess, huh?
Oh, well, it's not very common, and I'll tell you what, I don't make a practice of it, but again, you were very forthcoming from the beginning, and you know, it's one of those things where I typically get a special one or two a week at most, maybe one and based on my track record, I almost never provide this, so they'll be fine. I'll get a slap on the wrist at most. But, again, I just wanted to let you know you didn't have to ask for it just because we're good like that. So last thing for you, though, is you can choose your security question of either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. So that way, when we call, if there's any confusion, you can test us.
I'll do mother's maiden name.
And the answer for that?
C-O-X, Cox.
C-O-X.
C-O-X, yeah.
And you said C as in Charlie, right?
Yeah, C as in Charlie, O as in Oxer, Oscar, and then X
Oscar
as
and
like,
X, X-ray. Xylophone.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
Yeah, I was going to say that, yeah.
That's all right. Military background, we'd always say X-ray is the X. All right, we're good. So got that saved there. And then 306 Lee Drive will be the billing address on your card as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Last two steps. We're going to do a voice verification portion of the call. Takes about 3 minutes. And I'm also ready for your card information, but I won't charge it until we complete the last step of the call. So whenever you're ready for your card, I'll go ahead and...
I got it. I have to deposit this check in today. I don't even have the money in it right now to even do that.
That's okay.
I have to deposit.
So I'll still take the card information, but I won't process the payment until we touch base later today. That's not a problem.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Card information is 4034-9100-2588-6682.
Expiration?
527.
And then 3 digits on the back?
797.
Okay. So, again, that is being saved for now. We're not processing any payment until I talk to you later. But I'll still do the voice verification so you can understand, you know, this last step here. And then you just let me know. You can shoot me a text when... you want me to call back for the final payment. But for now, we'll just go through the voice verification, okay? And if you have any questions, just let me know.
All right.
All right, Josh. Well, hey, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Bright Coat Painting.
Okay. And please state your name and title within the business.
Josh Rogers, CEO, owner.
Okay. Okay, great. And as owner, of course, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're also authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Correct.
All right, Josh, well, to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for taking today's onboarding call at about 5 o'clock today. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors and sometimes bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provide you the security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Moving forward, okay, when we call with the onboarding call starting at 5 o'clock today, we will always call from our 877-635-6225 customer service number, the same one I sent you the text message from. When the sales side calls like myself just to like process your payment like I will later on today, I'll call from the local number that you got the call from, the 618 number, okay? Just to be clear.
Okay. Yeah.
But when we do call from the 877 number starting with the onboarding call at 5 o'clock today, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you save at least the 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. And then also in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing Google representative, you also agreed to let us know should you take on any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, or later today, I should say, and that'll be June 4th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the fourth day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, being a month-to-month program, Josh, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And of course, while we would hate to lose you if you choose to cancel, if you do choose to cancel to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. You understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Josh, everything is good to go on our end. We will not process the payment at this time, as we talked about. But to be fair to you, since you have the onboarding call at 5, when did you want me to reach out to you before then to process the payment so that way the onboarding team can have that green lit on their end?
So at that 5 o'clock, so the call, right?
Yeah, that's the onboarding call where they would expect everything to already be set up from my end.
I'm going to say like literally 15 minutes before because I get off at 4:30. So.
Okay. So you'll get off at 4:30, try to rush over to get everything deposited, and then I'll give you a call at maybe like 4:45, 4:50, just to be.
Yeah, that works.
Right there. And if for whatever reason, don't worry. For whatever reason, if I don't get a hold of you, I'll push the onboarding call to the same slot tomorrow at the latest, okay? Because I know you said 4:30 is usually your quitting time at work, right?
Yeah, no. So you are for sure going to call me at 5, though, right?
Yeah, we will, absolutely. But if I don't get a hold of you beforehand, you know, they'll say, hey, we get a hold of Josh and get the payment, and then we'll do the onboarding. So as long as I can get a hold of you right beforehand, so I'll make give you a couple calls to try to get a hold of you from the same number we're talking on now. Okay.
Can you repeat that 1-877 number real quick so I can put it?
Yeah, it's the same one I sent you the text messages from. So it's 877-635-6225.
Okay, I got you. Perfect.
If it's easier on you, Josh, shoot me a text at that number and say, hey, John, give me a call. I'm ready. And then I'll give you a call right back from our 618 number.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, cool. All right, I'll again, pencil in. I'll give you a call right before 5 if we don't hear from you before then, okay?
All right, sounds good, man.
All right, Josh, have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right, bye.